Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sammy Bisaccia, debut behind the plate last night. You heard Trevor Rogers go out of his way to praise him for the game that he called. And he was communicating with the dugout, making sure that the right pitch comm things were being called, and you know, making sure he and Trevor Rogers were copacetic. Was it a perfect game? No. He had to pass ball. But still, he didn't look uncomfortable. Gary Sanchez looks uncomfortable catching. Samuel Basayo did not. So Trevor Rogers, and Rock will talk about this later in the show, he went in the clubhouse after the game and made it a point to like praise him for the job that he did behind the plate. Not to mention he had two ribbies, first Oriole ever to drive in or have multiple ribbies in his first two games. So there you go with that. Dylan Beaver's got his first ribby. Ryan Mountcastle had three hits. And all his own, one of his outs was 410 feet away from home plate in that corner, that triangle, if you will, at Fenway Park. But Trevor Rogers, come on, man. This guy, we were talking last week, who's the Oriole MVP? And we're still another full month. Well, the voting starts in a couple of weeks. And I said Gunner, you said Rogers. I said Westberg third. We'll see how it goes. But Trevor Rogers, on May 24th, the Orioles lost a heartbreaker, Nolan, remember, at Fenway Park. Game one, blew it. One of the long Oriole problems of the first part of the season. Blew the game. Extra innings. And Rogers starts game two. I had limited expectations. People that covered the Orioles on a daily basis, limited expectations. Fans, limited expectations. And he pitched brilliantly. Orioles won that game. He didn't get the decision, but he gave them an opportunity to win. Since that day, starting the second game of that doubleheader, the Orioles are 42-33. That's a 600 clip. Now, unfortunately, they're playing at a 300 clip before that, and dug themselves a massive hole that they needed to dig out of, that they're not going to dig out of. But again, the final five-plus weeks, you're watching a preview of 2026. Bullpen needs a ton of work, which we'll get to in a second. But now we're the last 29 games, starting rotation, earned run average is above three barely, lowest in baseball, when they've been among the worst in baseball for the vast majority of the season. So Mike Elias' job of building his staff blew up in his face. Morton was awful, but regrouped enough that you flipped him. Eplin's been on the IL three times, done for the season. Others have had their struggles. Sagano went through his little stretch where he couldn't get anybody out, now pitching well. Kramer's been on fire. But Rogers is the story here. Now you're getting Bradish back. He makes one more start down on the farm. Wells will be coming back, maybe pitching out of the bullpen. Still need to add a starter or two. I still think two, because injuries are real. They're a real thing. You're not going to have the Braves' entire five-man rotation coming out of spring trainings on the 60-day IL. And Strider, who came back a month later, is getting clobbered, you know, coming back from Tommy John surgery. You need depth. Offense, I'm digging. Still need another bat. We'll see. But that bullpen, man. Cano, what in the wild world of sports is going on with him?
Well, there's always going to be something, you know, and I mean, I don't know what his future holds. I believe he still has at least one more minor league option, so we'll see what they choose to do with him. I mean, look, who's going to take his job? That would be the better question. You know, there's nobody really knocking down the door that's saying, I'm a better bullpen option right now. It's just kind of the situation you're in, but heading to next year in spring training, yeah, he's going to be under the microscope because, you know, there's a lot of bullpen turnover in baseball in general, and managers, GMs are quick to move on from guys if they go through a rough spell. And what we're seeing with Yennier Cano this year is quite the rough spell. I don't know if he can regather himself, or is he going to suffer a similar fate as a C.N.L. Perez, where he kind of lost it and never really got it back. You know, maybe outside of a week or so here at a time where he looked sharp, just was never the same overall. So maybe you've squeezed all the juice out of that lemon, but he does have options, so there is at least roster flexibility. He's not like he doesn't have a stranglehold on a roster spot.
Yeah, and he's already been sent back to the minors once already this year. So we'll see how it plays out for the bullpen in the offseason, but they need reinforcements with Batista's shoulder. He's probably not going to be someone you count on, I wouldn't think, at least early in the season. But the Orioles, man, they're cooking a little bit and making life miserable for playoff teams. They spoiled their own playoff party. Being terrible. Now they could spoil it for other teams here moving forward.
And that's what they're doing. And it's exciting to see. I mean, watching Basayo hit and watching Beavers hit, I was telling Ed, we were talking earlier, you know, when you watch those guys hit, if you look back to like when Holiday came up and some of those other, these guys look much more polished and ready to go than any of those guys did when they first came up.
Holiday looked like he had never swung a baseball bat before.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean?
But, I mean, Basayo, you expect him to get a hit when he's up there. I mean, you know, he's an impressive dude, and that ball comes flying off the bat, too. And with Beavers, he got a good eye, got two walks last night, too. You know, so, I mean, both guys are impressive.
They have vibes. Like, Gunnar came up homer in his first game. Like, helmets flying all over. Adley tripled in their first games. You know, some guys are just there. The inevitable slump's happening, though.
Of course. It's baseball.
And the limited at-bats, because they're going to still try to slow play them, I think, down the stretch. Now, let's not forget.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You got other guys coming back. O'Neal's going to be back. Mateo's coming back. Sanchez. But you're going to have to still work them into the equation in some way, shape, or form. But what we're seeing now is the Oriole team that Nolan and I grew up loving. I had high expectations for it. I picked the Braves and Orioles in the World Series. Whoa. And the Twins, they're in the Central. Boy, have I cundiffed that one all together. But this is hopefully a preview of next year. And I'm going to stick to the Blue Jays this year are going to be the Orioles next year. Elias has work to do. Question is, do we have enough faith in him to get this thing done? Mm-hmm. That's the – and they got to hire a manager maybe.
Hey,
now.
Bob, you know what the thing – you know, when you were talking about Westberg earlier, the thing that concerns me a little bit about, you know, Massolino saying day-to-day was, you know, normally in that type of situation you kind of walk it off. And even he said, like, when he got hurt there, no,
can't. Saw him shake his head. He said, I'm done.
Yeah. And he didn't look like, you know, he was running off the field or anything.
At first, I'm like, did he pull the hammy again?
Yeah, but then when they showed it.
Then that could have ended him for the season, I guess.
Mm-hmm. When they showed the replay and you saw his ankle, like, fold under.
Well, both of them were going. I mean, he was totally disoriented rounding that base.
It just seemed like the dirt was loose or something.
So, I mean, hopefully, again, if it's day-to-day. You got to go, you know, 5 days without him, whatever. They'll make do. We know the situation they're in. And they do, even though without a Ramon Arias, they do have some guys that are capable of filling in there. One more thought on Basayo, just the hype and everything. What's gotten me more excited is the fact that they threw him behind the plate so soon. Because what did we hear all summer long throughout his stint in AAA is, well, it's not catching as much as he's DHing and playing first base. They view him as a long-term piece at first base. It almost felt like they were completely moving on from catching altogether. It wasn't even a part of the conversation. So for him to get that in, you know, his second major league start, put him behind the plate, helps that you're working with a pitcher that's on fire. But even still, I mean, he exceeded my expectations for what he can do in terms of calling a game. And now that eliminates any concerns about him potentially not playing every day. You know, he can play at first, he can DH, he can go behind. There's options here, which is perfect.
I'm assuming he'll be in the lineup tonight with Walker Buehl or on the hill for the Red Sox. Orioles go for the mini sweep. They win last night 6-3. You want to get in? Hey, the Orioles are out of it. We know that. 9.5 out of the wild card, Nolan. Just throwing that out in case you want to get in this crazy PT talk. If you win 14 in a row, you're right back in it. I mean, but say a week ago, 10 days ago, some of you didn't even watch games anymore. Worth watching. You know, yeah, it's painful when they're getting clobbered every night, but still, it's in there somewhere. This is a preview of 26, or is this fool's gold and we're fooling ourselves?
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.